The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome, everyone, to the 13th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We are starting to approach the end of the book, and we are getting really close to the climax of what some might call the entire Chronicles of Narnia. But before we get even closer to that point, if you haven't listened to the first episode of the series, please go back to that one first. That episode will explain what to expect out of this podcast, along with our own thoughts on why we're doing this project. If you have been listening along, welcome back. Without further ado, let us begin this episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In this chapter, we jump back to Edmund and the witch for the final time. At the beginning, we see Edmund in chains following the dwarf and the witch as they discuss the situation they have found themselves in. They realize the rest of the siblings have reached Aslan and the stone table by now. Knowing they will never reach the table in time, the witch decides to start her plan immediately. Just then, a wolf comes barreling out of the woods, informing them that the captain of the guard, Fenrir, has been killed by Peter, and they must run for their lives. The witch stops the wolf from running away, gives it the command to rally all the creatures loyal to her and meet her at this spot. Then she begins to tie Edmund to a tree. "Prepare the victim," the witch commands, and the dwarf pulls back Edmund's clothes to reveal his neck. While the witch is sharpening a knife, the creatures chasing the wolf swarm the encampment and haphazardly free Edmund, realizing they didn't subdue the witch in the process. Edmund finally returns to Aslan and has a one-on-one meeting similar to that of Peter's, but Lewis writes that nobody overheard their conversation. Afterwards, Aslan leads Edmund to the rest of his siblings, and Edmund asks for their apology, which they all very generously give. Before they all have a chance to hug and make up, though, the dwarf arrives at their camp and asks Aslan if the witch could meet with him, and he agrees to the condition that she leaves her wand at home. Moments later, she arrives and tells Aslan that she is there for Edmund, saying that he is a traitor and all traitors belong to the witch. She explains that it was this way since the dawn of time, and Aslan begrudgingly agrees. Susan asks if he could do something against this, and he questions her why he should disregard the magical rules his father, the Emperor, put into place. He finally agrees with the witch, but asks to speak alone with her. They spend some time alone, and after they emerge, Aslan declares the witch has given up her claim on Edmund, but the White Witch smiles and asks Aslan, "How do I know this promise will be kept?" The end of the chapter sees Aslan showing his full power to the witch, issuing a threatening roar and her skittering off into the woods. This is the first time in the whole book where we see Aslan and the White Witch together in the same room, although I dare say this will not be the last time. In this part, we only need to look at how each of them are described in order to see the power dynamic between the two. When the witch arrives at Aslan's camp, Lewis writes, "The only two people present who seemed to be quite at ease were Aslan and the witch," acknowledging the two hold an extreme amount of power and sway over the creatures of Narnia. However, an important detail comes a few sentences later, when Lewis notes that the witch never looked into Aslan's eyes. Lewis adds this specific detail to show the innate discomfort the witch has in Aslan's presence. She recognizes all the power she holds over the people is only a fraction in comparison to Aslan's. This is just a conjecture at this point, but we will eventually see whether or not this is the case later in the book. Thank you all for joining me for the 13th episode in our first season. It was a pleasure to have you, and I hope you were as enthralled as I was reading this chapter. Before you go, I have a few questions for you to discuss with your family and friends. Number 1. What do you think made the witch give up her claim to Edmund? He seemed important enough for her to go alone to meet Aslan. It must have been something really big, right? Number 2. What do you think Edmund is feeling when Aslan and the witch are talking privately? Does he feel guilty, or does something mentioned in his own private conversation with Aslan make him more calm? This officially marks the end of the episode. In the next episode, we will see what makes the witch agree to leave Edmund alone. What could that be? Find out in the next episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.